It has been 30 years since the fall of the Berlin Wall. Now, much has changed since November 1991. And this week, NPR's Rob Schmitz is bringing us stories about the changes that have happened since East and West Germany became one again. Today, Rob takes us to a city that was the industrial center of the former East to see how the city has changed.
November 9th, 1989.
I'm Peter Jennings in New York. Just a short while ago, astonishing news from East Germany, where the East German authorities have said, in essence, that the Berlin Wall doesn't mean anything anymore.
A suddenly meaningless border led to a meaningless state of communist East Germany. And as crowds in Berlin cheered, people in the eastern German city of Hoyerswerda were suddenly unsure of who they were, says Kirsten Zinke, director of the Knappenrod Energy Museum.
This town was meant to be a true socialist city. It was supposed to imagine a just future society.
Ein neues Jahr stand vor uns.
A propaganda video from 1950s East Germany extols the benefits of life under communism. And Hoyerswerda had it all. Established as a utopia for workers, its coal mining and power plant were the economic and industrial engines of the former East.
Und dann wurden auch diese Wohnkomplexe auch so gedacht.
The housing complexes were built in such a way as if to say, people need good apartments, large apartments. Social welfare was thought about and financed in the way that they built schools and daycares in the surroundings.
But then the Berlin Wall fell. Capitalism replaced communism, and the status of the model workers of Hoyerswerda plummeted.
The entire mining industry caved in. There was a ton of unemployment. It was really difficult for a lot of people.
Madeleine Krenz lost her job with a coal mining company. So did thousands of others. Today, Hoyerswerda has around half the population it had 3 decades ago.
Many here long for the times before reunification, because they were doing a lot better. You didn't have to consider anything. You really just live your life on a sedated path. Nowadays, you have to worry about your job. You're scared that you could become sick for a long period of time. It wasn't like before.
After years of trying to find work, Krenz became the director of this local food bank. For a small entrance fee, people who make less than 1,000 euros a month stock up on produce, meat, and baked goods. 38-year-old Roland Scholz is one of hundreds who depend on the food bank to get by.
No matter how you look at it, the money isn't enough, so I have to come here.
Scholz is raising 4 children here, and he worries about their future. He says crystal meth is a big problem, and kids don't have much to do. And that's why social worker Irene Kerber organizes soccer matches for at-risk youth.
Some of these kids have some idea for what they'd like to do with their lives, but most just sit in front of the computer or the TV. For most, this is the one thing that they have in terms of some sort of playground activity.
The future is not totally bleak for these kids. Employers in town include a hospital and a range of medium-sized companies. But for Jens Dubrau, head of the coal miners union, more needs to be done for Hoyerswerda.
Our concerns are essentially the same ones we had after unification in the 90s, that jobs will disappear. The federal government has already decided that Germany has finished burning coal, but they haven't offered any alternatives.
Dubrow says the average age of those left in the city hovers around 55 years old.
These are not the workers we need for the future. That's a big problem. We're afraid we're on our way to becoming a totally deindustrialized area with nothing left here at the end of it all but poverty.
And for those that remain, memories of what life was like decades ago when good jobs were plentiful. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Hoyerswerda, Germany.